Welcome to the Wellness Connection with Fiona Kane. This podcast aims to provide inspiration and education, begin discussions and explore various aspects and strategies around life and wellness. As an experienced nutritionist, holistic counselor, and mind-body eating coach, and a woman experiencing my own life and health issues, I have my own unique experiences and approach to these topics. I'm also open to learning. Join me and we can explore these topics together. Hello and welcome to the Wellness Connection podcast with Fiona Kane. I'm your host, Fiona Kane. It's great to have you back again this week. So today what I wanted to talk about is something that's, well, it's something that's personal and something that's not. So it's something that's personal for me, but also I have an awareness in talking about it that there's other people that are experiencing the same thing. And I think it's actually really, really important to normalize some things because I think that in our world where we watch other people online and on social media and imagine that they have such better lives than we do, it's actually important to acknowledge that the truth about life. So what I wanted to talk about really is that the challenge of, for me, it's in a health situation, but it could translate to a business or just any life stuff really. But that whole idea of in health, what happens to me is I do have a lot of sort of chronic health problems. And what happens to me is I get so far and I feel like, okay, I'm doing really well and I'm getting there, like getting there. I don't know. That's another question, like what's there? But then what happens is it all falls apart. It all falls apart because the thing that I'm doing, I'm working really, really hard on, say, exercise, because I know I've got specific goals around strength and fitness and whatever. And then it causes, like, it irritates it to, what's the word I'm looking for? It inflames my pain or causes me to be in more pain. And so then I'm at the chiropractor more because I'm really sore from doing exercise. And there's exercise soreness, which is the normal, you know, when you exercise, you actually do tear muscle and then the muscle repairs, and then the repair is actually allows for the growth. So that's how muscle growth happens. So I'm well aware of pain related to exercise. So there's normal pain related to exercise, which is the muscle growth. But then there's a pain related to exercise, which is, you know, you just pull something or tear something or something that's kind of you have to recover from in a different way because it's more of like an injury or, you know, pain. So this is something that I've experienced pretty much my whole life. I do have some pain issues and some muscle issues, and this happens to me all of the time. And I was sharing my frustration with someone and I just thought, look, I'm going to share it here just because, again, like I said, it's really important that we understand that for many people, if not everyone, this is normal, right? So essentially, like I said, I've been doing some, I've got some exercises from a personal trainer and I've been doing them and adjusted them a little bit here and there with him and with my chiropractor. But then like my pain's just been all triggered again and it's been a really challenging time. And I've had to back right off and go back to the drawing board. And now I'm looking at other alternatives in regards to exercise, more things to do with stretching, that kind of stuff, because that might be what I need right now. But I just wanted to talk about the fact that when this happens, like when this happens to me, my first response is to be really peed off. It really is. I get really annoyed because it's like, oh, I won't say the words, but for crying out loud, right? I've been working so hard for this. This is so frustrating. It's just not fair. And so I do go through a period where I get really annoyed or really angry and really paid off at the world. And then sometimes that's followed by a period where I'm feeling depressed or feeling really like a withdrawer a bit, or I just kind of feel like giving up, you know, that sort of, oh, I give up. It's all too hard, right? So that happens, but then I do move past that. And it can be hard. And like, and I know that my example compared to many people is just, it's just a nothing. But it's just my experience as my example, right? So I'm well aware that I'm not telling this story because I want sympathy because poor me. I'm just telling this story as an example because there's millions of these stories around with other people. And I just think it's really important that people understand that it's kind of a normal process. This stuff happens in life, right? So essentially what I do is I give myself a moment to feel sorry for myself or feel angry, you know, whinge at whoever the poor nearest person is around me, or my mentor, coach, or my husband, or whoever it is, have a whinge and feel sorry for myself and basically lick my wounds or whatever. And then I go back to the drawing board and say, all right, well, then what do I need to do? So it's not a matter of giving up. It's a matter of just renegotiating how it's going to be played, or how I need to do it, or going getting more information and getting different advice, whatever it is. And I just wanted to say that it really is it's a really normal thing to happen to people. And I know that sometimes when I look around, I think, oh, this only happens to me, and everyone else seems to be doing great. And, you know, and it's not really true, because when I actually do stop and talk to people, as I talk to many people throughout my week, I hear everyone's stories, and there's so many variations on this story. And what I find, one of the hardest things is, I was actually talking to someone about this earlier today. I was talking to someone about believing there's a light at the end of the tunnel when it feels like there just is no light. And it's very easy to say, and that's what the person said to me, kind of pretty much, well, it's very easy to say that. And it is very easy to say that. And, you know, words are words, and a lot of words kind of are just like empty, you know, empty platitudes or whatever. So again, I understand it. And when I'm in the moment when this is happening to me and I feel like feeling sorry for myself, those empty platitudes tend to pee me off. But at the same time, it really is true that I think sometimes in life, when you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, you just have to know it's there, because it is there, but you just don't know it, and you can't see it, you can't perceive it. So you might have to be around someone else who does see it for you. If you're a person of faith, then that might work really well for you, because you'll have faith that that God, or whatever, you know, whatever belief system you have, has got it planned for you. But I just think it's really, really important to find some sort of faith that it's there, whatever, however you structure that in your life, whatever that looks like for you. Because in my experience, there is around the corner, there is something else around the corner. There's opportunity, but we don't see it if we get really kind of rigid and really stuck in our way of, well, I wanted it to look like this and it had to look like this. And if it can't look like this, I'm just going to stand here like a toddler and, you know, chuck my stuff out of the, chuck my things out of the cot and, you know, have a dummy spit and whatever. I mean, you can do that. And believe me, I've had my fair share of times where I've done that. So you can certainly do that. And it might momentarily be useful, or, you know, whatever, but essentially it's unhelpful long term. You can't stay in that place. And, you know, you've all heard me, anyone who's been listening to this podcast for long enough, go on and on and on about lyrics by Ren. So Ren Gill is his name. And again, just referring back to that, at the end of a song called Hi Ren, which I talk about in an earlier episode, I can't remember the episode, sorry, maybe 4 or 5, I don't know. But anyway, he says Hi Ren in the name of the episode, so you'll be able to find it. But he talked about this because he's had major, major, major health issues, and he talked about that exact experience. And in at the end of that song, he does a spoken word part. And in that spoken word part, he actually does talk about this. He actually says, you know, it was never really a battle for me to win. It was an eternal dance, right? So it's knowing that this is a dance. This is, you know, you get rigid and say, but I want it to be that way. It's supposed to be like this. It's not fair. Like, it should be like this. And I get it. I absolutely get it. I understand. But, you know, with the way he talks about it, the way Ren talks about it, he says it's an eternal dance. And the more rigid I became, the harder it got. So it gets, when you act like that 2-year-old, which I used to be that 2-year-old, my poor mother would have told you that when she was here. And I was that really horrible 2-year-old chucking the tantrum and carrying on. But you can stand there rigidly in that pose and be that, but just where does it get you, right? Ultimately, it doesn't get you anywhere. And so he talks about, you know, the more rigid he became, the harder it got. And then he said, the more I cursed my clumsy footsteps, the more I struggled. And so it's being in that anger, and it's being in that resentment, it's being in that place, right, that just keeps you in struggle. And then he said, the more I cursed my, you know, clumsy footsteps, like I just said, the more I struggled. But then he said, so I got older and I learned to relax and I learned to soften and the dance got easier. And I think it's a really important lesson in this, because a lot of life is about learning how to dance, and it's learning how to it's learning how to adapt, because you might think that you're dancing the foxtrot, and I don't know my dances, so I'm going to really give myself away here by naming all stupid dances that are unrelated, whatever. But you might think you're dancing one dance, and then it's a waltz, or you know, it's a salsa, or like some other dance, and you might in your life have to adjust, and you sort of go and do this one, and then you go back to that one, and then you go, you know, that just might be how it is. Well, that is how it is, right? That's life. So you can get really, really stuck and say that the plan was this, and it should be this, and I want this. And you can say that if life is taking you in a different direction, or if life has thrown you a curveball, or life has thrown you whatever challenge, that just might not be an option. It might not be an option at all. Just might not be an option for now. And sort of learning how to be resilient, learning how to have resilience, is actually learning how to have some grace around adjusting that dance. And sometimes you need to stop the dance. Sometimes you need to sit on the sidelines and wait it out. Sometimes you need to slow it down. Sometimes it gets faster. Sometimes the steps change. All of that. But learning how to have that resilience and be part of life's dance and just accept that that's part of it is actually a really important life skill. Excuse me, I'm just going to have a sip of my tea. So yes, it's a really, really important part. It's a really important skill for life. And I just think it's really important that people understand that, because I think that that's when people do give up. They give up. It's just all too hard. They give up. And I understand that there's a million reasons why people give up, and they're all very valid reasons. And I hear people's stories every day and their challenges every day. And sometimes you do, you know, you see it when you see people's stories or you read people's stories, you sort of think, oh my God, I don't think I could have done that. How did they do that? But you know, what's the option? So it's like, well, either I believe that there's light at the end of the tunnel, and in my experience, there always has been. Something's been there, or you believe that there's nothing, but nothingness is just depressing. So I choose to believe there's light at the end of the tunnel, because the light at the end of the tunnel is what makes me get out of bed and go and do things and achieve things. And believing that actually allows me to, like, doors open up for me and experiences and opportunities happen because I'm open to them. Whereas if I'm kind of just, you know, doing the dummy spit and just standing there rigidly, kind of, that's not fair. Life happened to me. I'm not happy, Jan. That's a TV commercial in Australia that was on many years ago that some of you will relate to. But yeah, the dummy spit only gets you so far, right? So a lot of life is actually learning how to dance, and learning how to be resilient, and learning how to go with the flow some of the time, and learning how to just go back to the basics, go back to the drawing board, and you know, adjust the plan, put the plan on hold, you know, whatever you need to do. But sometimes that life happens, and you just need to do that. You know, life has seasons, and you will have seasons that are fun, and you'll have seasons that are awful, and everything in between. And it's actually really normal. I think that's the other thing too, that a lot of people, like what I'm talking about, the experience I'm talking about is not the exception. It's the norm, right? I don't know if it's just like the online world or what it is, but a lot of us somehow think that success in life or having a good life means that it always goes well and we're always happy and it's always great. And like, while all those things are desirable, it's desirable to have happiness and success and all of those things, the reality of life is there's a lot of struggle in life. There really is. But there is also great and beautiful stuff and fun stuff as well. Both of it exists. And I think that when we pretend there's only one side to it, we miss out. So if you pretend that, if you tell yourself that it's only all bad, well, then you miss out on all of the good. But if you tell yourself it's only good, then you'll be really shocked by the bad and really struggle, you know, the resilience will be hard, because you'll be like, how could this have happened? How could this happen to me? Why is this happening to me? Or why not? Why not you? I don't know, because awful stuff happens all the time. So I'm not saying like life is about struggle just to make you feel depressed. It's not only about struggle, but that is part of what life is about. And if you understand that, if you just kind of go, okay, this is not the exception, this is a norm, stuff happens, right? Life happens. And it's about learning to do the dance and learning to change it and learning to be resilient and just sometimes going with the flow and reassessing all of that. It's just really, really important to understand that. And it's really one of the things actually there's, I might not make this one too long. I might just keep this a shorter one because I don't want to go on and on about it. But I talk to so many people. This is such a common experience for people, especially in health, because what happens in health is when you are on your health journey trying to, sometimes just getting a diagnosis can take a year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, right? So even just getting a diagnosis before people can start getting a treatment. And then treatments, it might be all different treatments that you try until you find the ones that work. And, you know, you do natural therapies, one works and one doesn't, or you do medication makes you real sick, or the medication cures you, or whatever. But there's so many variations of this. And it is a journey, and it is work, and it is hard. And people have, like I said, I could be describing a career, I could be describing, a course that you're doing, I could be describing, you know, being married, all different things. Life is just full of, you know, there's challenges and there's highs and lows and it's all of the in between. And I just think that if we understand that that's how it is, we are more prepared for the journey, because instead of when we get sort of a wave come over and wash us and push us over, staying too much in the poor me or why me place, which you are, by the way, allowed to be in, just if you live there, it's going to be a miserable life for you. So essentially at some point we need to choose that maybe we're not going to live there. Well, it's a choice, but I would advise you to choose not to live there. If that's something that you can do, then that's a good idea, because we really need to know that, yeah, there's going to be waves. And I've talked about it before, but my mentor, Shandu Bickford, she's been on this podcast before. She always talks to me about the snakes and ladders, and it really is like snakes and ladders, a game of snakes and ladders. Like you climb up this ladder and you're climbing. It's so hard. And, you know, you reach the top, or you get near the top and you're, oh, wow, I've got there and I'm almost there and I'm so close. And then, you know, in the game snakes and ladders, then you land on a snake and you slide all the way back down again, right? And so it's so easy when you slide all the way back down again to give up. It's normal to feel that way, that you want to give up, but you just need to get yourself back on a ladder. You might need a smaller ladder. You might need smaller steps. You might need a break, whatever you need. But ultimately, we need to get ourselves back on the ladder, because that's just how life is, and it's not particularly special for you. It's not just punishing you. Life is like that. But also, when you learn to get back up and look for the helpers, look for the support, look for the ladder, you will actually find there's lots of good things as well, and there's people who will support you, and there's people who, you know, you go back out into the world and you talk about it and you talk about the challenge, and you find that you just happen to be in the right place at the right time, and someone says, but did you know about such and such? And that information opens up a whole world to you, or you'll just find the right specialist or the right nutritionist or whoever, and or you'll be talking to a friend and they'll just, you know. So sometimes when it just seems like it's all lost, you just kind of you have a conversation. It could be with the postman, whoever it is, and you just get this new bit of information that you didn't have before, or something changes, or something changes in the world, or something changes around you. You meet someone or whatever, and all of a sudden, all these opportunities open up and all this change happens, and you couldn't have seen it coming. You can't see it coming, because there's a lot of things in life you could never see coming, but they are there and they do happen. And so unfortunately, we can't assess what might happen in the future with the information we have now, because we don't know all the things that are going to happen in the next couple of weeks or the next couple of years. So we kind of make assumptions about what can and can't happen based on the information we have now, when we don't know that there's going to be 10 new resources and opportunities that happen in the next few weeks that are going to open it up for us, right? So it's life is like that, and that's exactly what happens. So it's just knowing, when you know that that's how it works, then you, I find anyway, I'm more able to hang in there even when I feel like I can't hang in there, because I do know, I've been around for long enough to know that that's how life works. The last thing I wanted to mention is there is a there's a meme that has gone around social media. I've seen it go around a few times, and it's actually the depiction of, I think, a couple of seeds below the ground, and the caption says, you know, sometimes in life, you know, you feel like you've been buried, but you've actually been planted, right? And I think it's really, really important because, like I said, sometimes you do feel like you've been buried. You feel like you're just under all of this rubble, under all this dirt, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no out. There's nothing. There feels like there's nothing, and you've actually been planted, and you're growing. And the feeling that you're having now, the feeling of struggle and the exhaustion and that I want to give up and it's not fair and all those different the despair, whatever feelings you're having now, they are part of the struggle. They are part of what makes that seed grow. And the seed will grow from the struggle is part of it. There's even the analogy to the butterfly and the caterpillar, that the caterpillar, you know, is in that cocoon, and you could sort of say, oh, that poor caterpillar, it's in a cocoon, I'll just cut it out. That'll make it so much easier. If you do that, though, it will never be able to fly because it's actually the struggle that it goes through to get itself out of the cocoon that strengthens its wings or whatever. I don't know. I'm going to get the language wrong. But anyway, that allows it to fly. And if it didn't have that struggle, it would not actually be able to fly. So it's really, really important to understand that actually struggle has a purpose. And going back to the analogy of I was talking before, muscles and bones and things like that, they actually get stronger through being worked on, through being used, through struggle. So back to that sort of analogy of, you know, have you been buried or have you been planted? You've been planted, and the way you're feeling and the struggle is actually part of how you grow and how you're sort of as a little seedling, you're kind of going to move towards the surface and actually come up through the surface and find and see the light. So that is the truth of it. When we actually feel like there's no hope and we've been buried and there's just nothing, you have not been buried, you've been planted. So I want you to just keep that in mind and remember that this week and just know that these things, you know, my story is by no means unique. I was just sharing it with you to share that this happens, and it happens to whether you're a health professional or whoever you are, life happens to all of us. So I just wanted to share that with you because I know you've got your own version of that story, or you will have your own version of that story because you're living the human experience. So you haven't been buried, you've been planted, and that means that you can grow, but the struggle is part of how you grow. You get your struggle, and sometimes you get fertilizer poured all over you to help you grow, right? So you really do feel like you have been buried, but you really have been planted. So I hope that is really helpful for you today. I hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you again next week. Please don't forget to share, comment, like, and I think it's subscribe, or is it follow, where it depends on where you are. I would really appreciate that, and share this with your friends. And like I said, hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Thank you. Bye. Thanks for tuning in today. If you enjoyed the episode, please like, subscribe, and share to help me reach more people. Go to the link in show notes for more information about my services. And until next time, please keep showing up for yourself.